This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming up, we're going to hit the Wayback Machine, so stick around for a few minutes so we can, those of you who are around my generation, we'll hit the Wayback Machine. We'll have a little bit of fun with it. Hey, it's 7 past the hour on the DJ V Show. I am not Doug Steffen. I am Rich McFadden. She is Victoria Keelan. And that one over there, the really cool one, that is Kara Sheelan. It's two L's, two N's, by the way. We learned that yesterday because it's like millennial. Two L's.
You just learned that your employee's last name is spelled with two L's and two N's?
Well, I knew that because, you know, I do her payroll every month. But but what I didn't realize is yesterday when we were talking about the word millennial, two L's, two N's, she said, same as my name. And I never put those two together. So that's how I remember it now. So, and by the way, the computer just spits out her name. I don't know if I have to write it, so.
Yeah. It's good that you pay attention.
I'm just staying impartial here. I don't need to say anything about how no one knows how to spell my name.
All right, so it's Kara, C-A-R-A. I got that part down. That's all I need. All right, so it's 8 past the hour now. Time is ticking away. And let's see what's trending, because Victoria's got some... we were going through some of the trending stories this morning. I couldn't pick one. Because there's like 5 really hot stories, so we're going to try and get through them all this hour. So stick around as long as you can, or check back in, because we're going to try and hit them all. But the first one, I think, is really interesting, and that's Joe Biden.
Joking Joe Biden, yep.
Yeah.
So in a video...
Smiling Joe.
Yeah, released yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden promised to be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space. This is, of course, in response to the allegations of unwanted and inappropriate behavior. Biden is still considering a run for the White House. He has not made his intentions known yet, but he said in the video, it is who I am. He said, I've never thought of politics as cold or antiseptic. He said that upon examining what's been going on, his close contact with people was always his way of showing people that he cared about them. He said, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. It's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show that I care about them and that I'm listening. And so he also acknowledges, though, that times have changed. And he said that, I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand, and I'll be much more mindful. He also added, I'll always believe that governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space, and that's a good thing. So some people are happy with this. Other people are not happy with it. I think the people who don't want him to run anyway, whether you're on the left or the right, there are certainly factions of both who don't want Joe Biden to run. They don't seem happy with this. They wanted a full-on apology. Other people who support him kind of say, you know, what more could he say? He acknowledged that he was inappropriate. He acknowledged that times have changed, and he acknowledged that he's also going to change with the times. I personally, what else can you, you know, what else can we get from him?
This is a load.
Sexually assault anyone, you know?
What a load. This is what we come to. I will never vote for Joe Biden, right? Ain't going to happen.
Well, politically, you guys are on the opposite side.
Right, but you know what? The guy's a decent guy.
Right, but this isn't the reason that you wouldn't vote for
him. Right, he's just... Right. I mean, yeah, is he a little creepy sometimes when he kind of comes over the back shoulder and whispers in your ear? Yeah, that's a little creepy. But you know what? It's all innocent. He's not a sexual deviant. He's just a touchy-feely kind of guy, and this is the way he connects with people. You know, when I shake somebody's hand, I'm the guy that takes your, like, I shake with your right hand. I take my left hand and I cup it over. And I want to make that connection, and I kind of get where, I don't go to the extent that he does where I'm, you know, but I get what he's saying, and I get who he is. And I just think that our society has gotten so, oh, we're all a bunch of wusses now. And everybody's always got to be offended by something. And, yeah, does he get into somebody's space a little too much?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing.
Especially women who feel that way.
Right, there's no ill intent by it. And yeah.
I don't think so, yeah. But, you know, the thing is that I you know, and we were, the girls, we were all talking about this earlier this morning, but, you know, I think it's pretty commendable that a guy who's, what is he, 76?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that's not easy to get anybody to change. You know, my parents are 70, and I can barely get them to, like, you know, my dad is still learning how to use his iPhone. He wants to learn. My mom has no interest in learning anything new at this point in her life. She's like, I'm done. I don't need to learn anything new. That's what I have children for. You guys can do all of that. So to change and to actually say, I understand, instead of just making excuses and saying, well, that's the way I've always been and, you know, that's it. He's actually saying, you know, I am going to change. I understand that I'm no longer up with the times and I'm going to change that.
Now,
what more can you ask from someone at that point?
Juxtaposed, I will vote for Trump. Do you think Trump would learn this lesson? Not a chance.
No. Rich, he didn't even apologize for the Access Hollywood tape.
Right.
He made an excuse and said it was locker room talk. He didn't even apologize for it. And so women, you know, and for him to be coming after Joe Biden now, I think he better watch himself, because there are a lot of women who are going to say, wait a second, you're bringing this all back up again for us. We've, you know, some women have sort of put it out of their minds that that's the creep that Trump is. But you know what? It's going to all come right back. And when you compare what Trump did to how Biden handled it, which are two totally different things, by the way, Trump admitted to sexually assaulting women, and Biden obviously never did that. So Trump should just really keep his mouth shut on this one, because he's in a glass house.
He's not going to come out and say anything. I mean, come on.
He already has. He's already started talking about it at a rally.
But here's part of the problem, right? He's going to go after Biden anyway. He can. Here's part of the problem is that people are sick and tired of when people are just so overly sensitive to every single thing, and that everybody has to have some kind of offense put upon them. And that's part of what people are just like, you know what? I don't care anymore. All I want you to do is be a politician. I don't look at you, I don't put you up on a pedestal, and I don't look at you as some kind of hero. And sports figures, politicians, we put these people up on pedestals like they're supposed to be some god. And they're not. They're fallible human beings just like you and me, and some of them are real dirtbags. And we've learned that over history. We put some of these presidents from way back, you know, Kennedy's and Jefferson and just all these. I mean, Abe Lincoln is probably the one guy you can get away with where you haven't heard stories of him having six slaves as, you know, as his mistresses type thing. But why do we put these people up on a pedestal? They're just humans. And for me to expect someone else to be this perfect human or not a dirtbag, I'm rude, and has he treated people horribly? Yeah, but you know what? He's doing the job that I want a politician to do. Would I want him to live next door to me? No. Would I let him give my daughter a ride to camp? No. But do I want him in the seat when we're negotiating with China on tariffs? Yes. Do I want him working up the new tax plans? Yes. Do I want him appointing judges? Yes. And that's what I expect politicians to do for me. And Joe gets it from the marketing point of view. Joe gets it from, I need people to like me. And I want people to like me so that I can get votes.
I think this is a difference in party, because the three things that you just mentioned are three things that you would have voted for Trump to do. And I think part of when you're on the left, and especially if you're a woman, I think that we do hold people up to a higher standard than that. And
you're going to be let down every time then.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if we're just talking about like a moral compass, you know, I had no issue whatsoever with anything that Obama did with his personal life. And people still are looking at the Michelle and Barack Obama as like couple goals. So I think as a woman, I do expect more from someone in a position like that.
The Obamas come across as a very, unlike the Clintons, They come across as a very genuine couple.
Right. And I think a lot of women, you know, there's an entire generation of people who, you know, of kids who only knew those 8 years with that couple as the ideal couple that's, you know, in the White House.
Right.
And so it's very, you know, it is very different.
Morally, I could
vote that way.
I could pick apart Obama, but I won't. But.
Well, I'm talking about personal life. I'm not talking about politics. But, you know, personal life with his... Okay, well...
I am, whatever. Too. They hate America. That's all there is to it.
Oh, come on.
The Obamas hate America,
yes.
Rich? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even. That's so stupid. I can't even.
I know.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't have the tolerance for the stupidity.
No, we do.
Oh, my God. Okay, so. Next. Pick another story.
All right. Well, let's just get a Khashoggi update because we need to...
Talk about hating America. Let's talk about the Saudis.
Yes,
we can all agree that
exactly.
They hate America.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the Khashoggi thing is, the story that you're referring to is the Washington Post has revealed that the children of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in that embassy house, his children will receive basically millions of dollars worth of property and one-off payments and large monthly allowances, which is all compensation for essentially the killing of their father. The family could also receive tens of millions of dollars in blood money payments following the trial of his alleged killers in Riyadh, and all told, the family could stand to collect more than $70 million in cash and assets, and obviously there's no way they can give this money back because this is coming directly from King Salman, the Saudi king, who's basically...
It's a buy-off.
It's blood money. It's a buy-off.
It's really...
He's got four children. Each has been gifted with a home that's worth as much as $4 million. The oldest son is the one who's in charge of keeping the property. He's the one who represents the family. And they each got a payment of $267,000, and then they each receive a monthly stipend of between $10,000 and $15,000, which will continue indefinitely. And this is completely in exchange for them never saying anything negative about the Saudi government. That's one of the conditions. And they will not publicly criticize the royal family over Khashoggi's death. That's another thing. And so, you know, this is essentially, what else can the children of Jamal Khashoggi do?
Good on them.
Unless they want to move to a different country.
Right. If they're okay with that deal, good on them. They got something out of the government. The government's embarrassed, and and they're realizing.
I don't know. I'd rather have my father back in one piece.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But if they're good with the deal, that's okay.
My point is, I don't think they are good. It doesn't matter if they're good with it. It is what it is. They've got no choice.
Yeah,
they don't have a choice to be good with it.
All right. So there's your trending update on Biden and our friends in Saudi Arabia. Quote, quote. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's go. We got the beat. All right, let's jump in the Wayback Machine and head back on Throwback Thursday to 1982. This was the year that I graduated from high school. Yes, I'm that old.
You're old.
I'm old. So in 1982, in the spring of 1982, here's what was going on in the number five position on the Billboard charts. It's the Go-Go's and We Got the Beat. Great band. Great pop band. All right, and number four, we have Stevie Wonder with not one of his massive hits, but good stuff.
I don't know this song at all.
Yeah.
So now you were a senior in high school.
Yeah.
This week in 1982.
Yep.
So this was the spring. So you were probably filling out college applications or waiting to see if you get into college, right?
Maybe,
around April.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. So what were you up to then in the spring of '82 as a high school senior?
It was pretty much hanging out at Geno's. With all of my friends in our cars. No, it was kind of like a fast food restaurant back then.
Okay.
But, not
drinking
a McDonald's
beer
type thing.
In the parking lot?
Sometimes, maybe. But, we all had our cars, and we'd hang out at Geno's and wait for whichever idiot was going to do a burnout out of the parking lot.
And so this song probably wouldn't have stayed on the
this
radio.
This song would not have been on
maybe
the
number
other
three
thing. So let's go to number three and see if that would have made my radio and my GTO.
Jay Giles band would have stayed on the radio, right? I would have made the cut.
It wouldn't have stayed on my radio. I respect it. It's a decent song, but it wasn't one of my things. Number two would have stayed on the radio and would have been loud.
Oh, it's worse.
Yeah.
I just imagine Rich asking someone to prom and playing this song outside of their window.
Oh, this was probably huge at your prom, right?
So, it's huge, huge. But let's talk about Journey in 1982. I remember back in the day when we would actually go to Hecht Company at the mall and get there at 2 o'clock in the morning to wait in line to buy tickets, and Journey was one of those shows that me and my buddies grab some beer and you go sit in the parking lot and you wait in line outside the Hecht Company because that's where the ticket office was, the ticket box office, and you'd sit there and wait until 10 a.m. in the morning to be first in line to buy tickets for Journey or ZZ Top or Van Halen.
So,
Van
Halen when Kara and I have grown up going online to buy tickets, you were actually standing in a line to buy tickets.
Many, many a show.
But why at a department store? They didn't have them at the music venue?
No.
That's
I mean, yes, you could go out to the Capitol Center,
but the act was just
but I'm
closer.
Not spending the night in PG County outside. It ain't happening, man. So, yeah, we would go down to Montgomery Mall or Wheaton Plaza or Lake Forest Mall, and we would sit outside the Hecht Company and basically just drink a few beers, wait, 10 a.m., boom, open up, get our tickets, and then grab a girl. All right, let's say number one here. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll. She is a local girl for me. When I say going to Wheaton Plaza, she went to Wheaton High School. So I just saw her about 2 years ago, and she can still rock it, man. So this is good stuff from 1982. I hope we brought back a few memories for you. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show. Take you home where we can be alone. Next, we're moving on.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233. And 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug free, stimulant free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that Robert Mueller's Russia probe report may be more damaging to President Trump than the Attorney General indicated in his four-page summary of it. Associates of the special counsel telling the New York Times that Attorney General William Barr failed to adequately portray their findings of the Russian meddling probe. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
"It makes the point that we've been making for 2 years, despite all of the media reports about how holy and sanctimonious the Mueller team is. There are a bunch of sneaky, unethical leakers. and they are rabid Democrats who hate the President of the United States.
Giuliani spoke on Fox News. A teenage boy found in Kentucky yesterday says he's Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared at age 6 in 2011. This boy tells police he was able to escape from his captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show, I need to take a personal moment to school Victoria on something here.
What?
During the last music segment, when we did the Throwback Thursday and we talked about Joan Jett, I told Victoria that Joan Jett warmed up for Boston a few years ago, and she was like, Boston? What? They don't have any songs. Joan Jett should have been the...
Joan Jett's way more of a headliner.
Please, hold on, man. Let me hit this. She is not. Boston has... That song, right?
One song.
Right, okay, that's one song.
I don't know that.
You don't know. You don't know. Don't Look Back.
Okay. No, I knew the first one. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, all right.
So that's two.
And they all sound the same.
They all sound exactly
the same. That's the beauty of Tom Scholz. So, but
I don't know what this is. So this I knew two of them.
This is rock and roll band. This is a great song. Just another band out of Boston on the road trying to make ends meet. Playing our guitars, sleeping in our cars. It just tells the story of the struggle.
Prefer Joan Jett.
No. Listen to this. This is great. We didn't have much money, nothing, you know, just the struggle of a band really just playing night after night after night. Well, here's the reality of Boston. Tom Scholz was Boston. The one guy is Boston. He wrote every single one of these songs in his basement, performed every instrument, and then got his buddy Fran Sheehan to come over and sing. And then he sent the tape to the record company, and they were like, here's this line. So the record company in this story, the record guy comes up and says, I like your band, I want to sign you to a contract, right?
So he had to put a band together?
So he sent his tape in of just him playing all the stuff. They said, we love it, we want to record it, show up in L.A. next week. He goes, crap, I have no band. So he had to build the band and then go out there and record the whole album. So this whole song, all my life, I grew up to the song, listened to the song about how they struggled, and it was a lie. He just wrote about the story, and then basically everything was him. So he still tours with him. So anyway, they've got six top 20 hits. Joan Jett maybe has two or three.
I feel like Joan has maybe more than that.
No.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that you got to see Joan and Boston, but I would have left after Joan. Because I think she's way better.
Yeah, good for you.
Did say that Joan sounded good, right?
She was great. She was amazing. She killed it. So I would definitely go see her again.
Kara just mentioned this, and I remember reading about this. She's going to do like the hype music for Ronda Rousey at an upcoming WWE match.
Yeah, at WrestleMania, she's going to play Bad Reputation before Ronda Rousey.
That's
comes
awesome.
In, which is pretty
awesome.
Fun.
That is so cool. That is so cool. All right, good for her. I'm glad she's doing it. And, I mean, she still sounds great, so go see her. All right, so let's see what's trending again here. Facebook is having some more problems. It looks like Facebook is okay when they're on their own, but when they give other third-party apps access to your information, that's where it all begins to fall apart, Victoria.
It's true, yeah. So this has happened so many times now with Facebook. The Cambridge Analytica scandal, and then there have been so many other, you know, if you took a quiz on Facebook, then all of your data was stolen. And so this is another big one. There is a security firm called UpGuard, and they were working with Facebook, and they found that Facebook app developers, again, like you said, Rich, not Facebook themselves, but the third-party app developers, they left hundreds of millions of user records exposed on publicly visible cloud servers. It's 540 million records were just sitting there, basically, for anyone to take. And now they don't even know how long the data was there. They do know it was very public. They do know that that it was all found on Amazon cloud servers. And once Facebook was alerted to this, of course, they removed everything. But still, it raises the question, though, like, you know, where did your user information go before Facebook actually figured out that it was a problem? Who has sold and bought and sold your information, your social security number, all the stuff that they can tap into when they have this information from you? It's just, I don't know how Facebook is ever fully going to recover. The saving grace for Facebook, and I do not mean offense by this, but this is a fact, the saving grace for Facebook is older people over 55 who don't have another option, who don't know how to use Instagram and don't use Twitter. There's nowhere else for them to go in order to be socially connected on a social media platform.
Instagram is owned by Facebook, so it doesn't really matter if you're over there anyway. You're still going to have the same problem.
It's different security system. It is different. But in terms of why Facebook is still a platform, it's because of the older demographic that is keeping it alive, because that's the only way they can keep in touch with, you know, children and grandchildren and people they went to high school with, and there's nowhere else for them to go. If you were smart and you wanted to do a startup, someone should come along with a highly secured platform that will allow you to do all the Facebook stuff without all the annoyance, because I think Facebook is so convoluted now, and the algorithm keeps changing, and then the trends were all rigged and all this other stuff. A simplified, like, adult platform for, you know, people over 55, I think that would be a huge hit. Because I think everyone, if it was user-friendly and it was very secure, I think a lot of people would use it. So there
here's
you go.
A dilemma.
Free idea.
And here's what Facebook's not giving away your Social Security number because they don't have it. You don't give it to them. But what they are giving away is your email address and your password. And with that, these hackers just take those two pieces of information and they go to every website that they can think of, every bank, the Social Security Administration, everywhere, and they use that to try and log into your accounts in other places. So here are two
in other places like credit card companies that do have your Social Security number.
Right.
There have been so many breaches where, and this is why we say it all the time, and I know you know this, especially when you use PasswordOne or whatever
LastPass.
LastPass. You know, this is the problem with using the same password on every website. It's I know it's inconvenient. Write it down. I make my mom, she's got a little notebook, and she has all of her passwords written down. You have to do that because this is exactly what Rich just described. They take your one password from Facebook, and they apply it to every other site online.
They just have a computer that's just...
It just runs programs.
Right.
It's like, you know, when you watch a movie and someone's trying to break into a vault and they have the little thing that they attach to the vault and it runs all those numbers. That's
exactly
what they're doing with your password.
That's exactly
Yeah.
And they will hit one. They will hit a website. They will hit your bank account and they will they will figure it out and they will log in and they will take your money.
Yeah.
So really, the thing to do here is when you're on Facebook, to keep it secure, put a different password in there than you would use for your bank accounts and other things.
Right.
So don't use the same password.
Yeah,
so
you
if you have social media accounts, use a password for those maybe. You should have different ones. But do not use the same password for your social media accounts that you use for your business accounts.
Yep.
All right? And then the other thing is don't play these third-party apps like the Farmville things or Take the Poll where you have to log in or...
What type of Disney princess are you?
Right,
or, you know, all those quizzes that
and then
people
the other
get
thing
bored
is,
at work and they start taking them all day long.
If you go to sign up for Pinterest or something like that and it says, do you want to log in with your Facebook credentials?
Never.
No.
That's a good point.
Do not do that. Have a different login for every site, and to keep track of those logins, I use LastPass, but there's lots of password sites out there where you can, store all of your passwords, and it's just smart, but do not use the same passwords that you have on your bank accounts. Please.
And the other thing is, I told my mom, she said, what if I'm traveling and I need to, access my passwords on my laptop or whatever? I said, look, here's a simple thing to do then. Write down all of your passwords so you know what everything is. Write it down on a piece of paper. Snap a picture of it so you'll always have it right there. If you need to access something on the go when you're not at home, then that's the easiest way to do it. At least you're encrypted and you're protected in the cloud where all your pictures should be stored.
Do not write down the full password. Replace a couple of the characters in your handwritten, then picture taken thing with some X's. You'll know what the word is.
Of course,
but
you
don't just have it sitting there on your phone for somebody to be able to pick up and see or a piece of paper. All right, so, hey, listen, we're going to go to Ireland here in a second, so hang out, and we'll all have a beer together in the grassy knolls of Ireland. It's 44 past the hour on the DJV show.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. while. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 45 past the hour, and I lied. I'm a liar. I'm sorry. My name is Rich McFadden, and I'm a liar. I apologize. We're not going to Ireland. Dudley was going to join us. Doug was going to join us for a couple of minutes here, but he ended up jumping on a bus and going somewhere else. So we will keep moving along because there's more important things to talk about, like the prisons in Alabama. I saw this story, and I said we got to hit this because the prison situation in this country is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the reform factor of it, but then just the conditions in the prisons and who is in the prisons. I mean, I'm a big believer. We need them, and there are bad people that belong in prisons for a long, long time, and there are people that should go to prisons just for a short time to learn their lesson, but we're doing it all wrong. So what's going on in Alabama this morning, Victoria?
Well, apparently the Justice Department says that conditions in Alabama's prisons are so bad that they actually violate the Constitution. The DOJ's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Northern, Middle, and Southern Districts of Alabama have all, apparently they can all agree on this. They released the results of their investigation into the state's prisons for men, and the probe found reasonable cause to believe that the prisons are violating the Eighth Amendment by failing to protect inmates from violence and sexual abuse, and by failing to provide them with safe facilities. The DOJ says the violations are severe and systemic, and the agency threatened to file a lawsuit if Alabama state officials don't make some improvements. The Alabama prison system has, of course, become notorious for violence and overcrowding and even suicides. And Alabama has used sentencing reform and increased funding to address some of the problems, but the DOJ's report says that they're now going to have to force officials to do more to solve these issues because it's unconstitutional. It's just not it's not fit for humans to be there.
So
it's just awful.
Here's where I kind of evolved when it came to prisons. I used to believe, okay, let's just chuck people in prison because they're bad people and we don't want them out on the streets. But then, you know, you get this overpopulation issue where you don't have enough room to hold all of the people that you want to chuck into prison. So
right.
How do we take the non-psycho people or the people who have done something that's not as just, you know, where these people just shouldn't be walking the streets, and how do we reform them and make them somebody that can actually give something back to the community and become a productive taxpayer? And we're not doing that. So I don't know that Alabama looks at their prisons and says, what is our purpose? What are we here for? Obviously, they think their purpose is just to lock people up and not let them out.
Right.
And that's about
right.
It. So
yeah.
That's where we got to move. All right. So quickly, let's hit the infrastructure issue and what's going on with the bridges in our country, because this is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a really bad news. Officials have called Monday's bridge collapse in Tennessee a freak accident, but it's apparently this is a systemic problem across 47,000 bridges in the U.S. have been deemed in crucial need of repairs. And this year's report was based on 2018 data. It found that there are 616,000 bridges in America, and of those, 47,000 are structurally deficient and need urgent repairs. 235,000 bridges need some kind of repair. And Americans cross structurally deficient bridges 178 million times a day.
Wow.
So
all right.
Look out.
All right. Watch your bridges when you cross them. It's
hold your breath.
The hour. Yeah, when the DJ does it.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Past the hour on the DJ V Show. Time for entertainment news with Chuck Curry, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Karen Schilling with you here. We're playing the theme from, what is that, Chucker?
Iron Man.
Iron Man, okay. So it's got to be Robert Downey Jr., what?
His birthday, 54 years old.
Really?
Because he played Tony Stark in Iron Man. For people who don't know, he's done that a lot in the last, when did he first do Iron Man? What year did the movie come out?
Got to be like 10 years, right?
A little more than 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, right around 10 years. But anyway, that casting, in my opinion, in genre filmmaking, was, from a business point of view, the most important piece of casting in movies in the last decade, because he was perfect fit for that role. And as good as all those actors are in the Avengers universe, there's no more important actor playing a superhero than Robert Downey Jr. He's just anchors the material so perfect.
I would watch. I know they said they're not making any more Iron Man standalone movies. I wish they would, because I would watch all of them. They could do Iron Man 64, and I'd still be watching it, because he's so compelling in that character as Tony Stark.
How many of these movies have there been? I'm trying to look.
Agreed.
Well, there were three Iron Man movies, but then he's
right.
in all the Avenger spin-off
right,
ones.
Right.
Yeah, and he was in the last Spider-Man. He's done. He's made an absolute fortune. I mean, some people speculate. Well, he's made well over $100 million doing this. Probably a lot more.
That guy's an amazing guy. Think about where he was. I mean, he was basically a drug bum on the streets after his teens and 20s when he got really successful, and then he just basically just crashed and burned for a decade, and
yeah.
he came out of it. And
he came back. I think Ally McBeal was his resurgence. That's where
he got a big break when David E. Kelly took a flyer on him and cast him when nobody else would. They gave him a small part on the Fox hit television show Ally McBeal with Calista Flockhart, which I liked back in the day. It was a very entertaining show.
Great show, yeah.
And then that gave some confidence, I believe, in the insurance company when Marvel went to hire him to play Tony Stark, Iron Man, and the rest really is movie history. And I argue that when Avengers Endgame opens on the 24th of this month, probably the most anticipated movie in maybe since Jurassic Park in 1993.
Why?
It's going to be that.
Why? What's so special about this Avengers movie?
Well, I mean, it's culminating 10 years of all this stuff, all these heroes. It's going to be the last forte for some of these characters in this film. And, you know, somebody told me on eBay there's a ticket in the New York City movie theater for Avengers Endgame going for $10,000. I don't know how true it is, but I don't know why anybody would pay anything more than the face value of it, because it's going to play on so many theaters. Wait ain't going to be that long. Maybe a few shows a day. It's not like the old days where people lined up around city blocks, and sometimes it did take a few, 3-4 days to get in to a theater to see one of these highly.
Let me ask you this, Chucker. The superhero movies are just such a monster, and they've always been really popular.
I haven't heard of them. What is a superhero movie? I don't know. What is that?
But did it take a turn? Remember the Batman movie in the, what was it, the 90s? I can't remember which one it was, where it was it turned really dark and kind of edgy. And
yeah, it was Batman. Well, you know, if you go back, the first big superhero movie that hit was Richard Donner's Superman back in 1978.
No, but kind of changed and went dark and edgier and just kind
that
of...
That was Christian Bale, right?
It was Christian Bale,
over.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
I don't like those Batman movies.
I think Tim Burton's Batman was a fairly different animal released in theaters back in 89. But the Marvel stuff has been mostly light, although they use some dark elements to it. I think Batman vs. Superman was a very dark movie, actually.
Polarizing. That the Sopranos changed everything. That once The Sopranos came out on HBO, everybody looked at the raw and the real, and that the Christian Bale Batman basically was a spinoff of that Sopranos edginess. And
that's interesting.
And all media has done that since then, and it's changed a lot of things. All right, Chuck, thank you for...
Back tomorrow.
Thank you very much. It's the DJV Show at 58 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.